This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The classic suburban office park is nobody's idea of a bustling, with it happening place to go to work. Mostly, they're known for being far away from all of that, on purpose. Just some buildings, some trees, and lots of parking lots. But even real estate companies know the adage, adapt or die. Amanda Abrams wrote about the comeback of the suburban office park for the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
There are, as I said in the introduction, few things as bleak as the American suburban office park. And yet you write it's changing and one hopes for the better, yeah?
Yep, I think so. I think things are changing a little bit on that front due to some forces in America right now.
Well, let's talk about why things are changing, right? It's a combination of market forces and demographics and frankly, people just wanting a little bit more out of their workplace.
I think so, yeah. I mean, millennials in general kind of like more of an urban setting, but cities are getting a lot more expensive. Millennials are getting older and looking maybe to buy a house or looking at what schools might be like. I think that's pushing folks towards the suburbs a little bit. And then also it's a super tight labor market, so real estate can maybe make a real difference. It doesn't have to be necessarily downtown to have a lot of the things that folks might be looking for.
Right, those amenities that your piece talks about. You know, it's really funny when you think about an office park as it was built in the, 70s and 80s. There was nothing there, man. It was just an office park. You couldn't get a cup of coffee. You couldn't go out for lunch. It was just there.
Yes, I worked in an office park in the 90s. I remember. Yeah, but that's the thing. They're kind of being pushed to do a lot more. And they are. I think they're really responding around the country. I mean, at one point, the whole like ping pong tables in your workplace was a joke. But now I think people really do expect to have some of that stuff, you know, like outdoor seating or Wi-Fi in an employee lounge where you can hang out and open offices where there's more natural light, maybe a coffee bar downstairs.
Is it paying off? Do we have enough data yet? Do we know?
Yeah, I think it was CBRE's data that in the third quarter of this year, suburban office park vacancies are the lowest they've been since like 2001.
Which is great. Regional differences too, right? I mean, it's one thing out here in California. It's another thing in Durham where you are. It's another thing in, the Great Northeast somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for like a very rural region, but I know places like the Midwest or Des Moines, they actually have a very low unemployment rate themselves. So actually there's a pretty tight labor market and a war for labor. So they're actually seeing a lot of the same stuff. And that's true in Minnesota. That's true in Wisconsin. A lot of places that you maybe wouldn't expect.
Right. Is it that we're looking for a city environment, I guess, in a suburban setting? Is that kind of what it is?
Yes, that is totally what it is. Yeah. And, honestly, I'm not a suburban office park kind of person, but I think they do have a lot to offer. Because if you can really, amenitize an office park and add all that stuff, but still be near people's homes where they might be living, in decent schools and not have a huge commute, then in a way, I think that's not too bad.
Amanda Abrams writing in the New York Times about the revitalization of suburban office parks. Amanda, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you for having me.